I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back. My name is Kit.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things After Hours.
After Hours.
We're just shooting the shit with you guys. We missed you. I'm back from Austin, Texas. TGIF. It's Friday. Hope you had a good week.
Friday.
Hope you enjoyed that hot scream and horror villain draft. And if you're a patron, the faculty coverage.
Ooh, yeah. Way to start off October right. You know what I'm saying?
We did.
Yeah, we did it right.
A couple of classic fucking horror movies. Mm-hmm. That's right. And a horror movie draft.
Yep.
I hope you enjoyed the draft.
I kind of like that format. I want to do it more often.
That was fun. Everybody else, honestly, I've been nervous because, like, it's a pretty popular thing to do on other podcasts. And yeah. I didn't want to seem like, and I know a lot of those podcast hosts listen to our podcast. And I didn't, even though they didn't invent it either, I just didn't even want the idea that they were like, oh, stealing our...
Oh, no, it's not a... This is not a novel concept.
No, because, like, I got a buddy that's done,
we just thought
like,
it would be fun to do.
I've got a buddy that's done, like, six of those in the past 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, he's not the first person by a long stretch to do that. But it is also... I thought he'd be like, oh, for real, bro?
And, yeah, and I was watching...
You just be drafting?
I was listening to a specific podcast that did this, and I thought, why have we not done this? This seems like so much fun.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
And I would like to do more.
And in this, like, currently strike happening search for content that we're always trying to gin up, like,
yeah,
just seem like, why haven't we done this yet? This is, it seems perfect for what we find ourselves in right now.
But even though, as you listen to this, I'm hoping we have some great news about the strike being over or almost over, mm-hmm, I would still like to do more drafts.
I think it'd be fun to revisit.
Yeah. We could do at the all
very
kinds
least,
of stuff.
At the very least, it would be fun, like, Patreon bonus content.
Oh, content. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Or like a 90s movie draft.
Yeah.
What kind of drafts could we do?
I don't know. Like, I like the idea.
Most inappropriate Andy comments draft.
Oh, man. yeah. We got to have Andy for that.
Yeah.
He's not drafting. He's just in the room.
Polyjuice penis will be the hot draft.
Man, what a legendary moment of the show that mm-hmm was.
That was a good video edit one of the patrons did. But we just wanted to shoot the shit for 20 or 30 minutes with you guys at the end of the week here. Touch base. I am back. If you noticed, I was absent last week. I went down to Fantastic Fest, as many of you know. It's a genre film festival in Austin, Texas. It's been going on for about 20 years
thank
or so.
God.
17 years or so.
I'm so happy.
I listened to the episode and were like, I think it's Texas.
I was like, I think it's Austin. But like, I was like, I'm actually not 100% sure if it is Austin.
It was indeed. It was.
In the moment, I was very scared.
It was 100 degrees.
Oof.
Every day I was down there, but like a sticky 100.
Ew.
Yeah. Like a very humid
that's
100.
That's like the worst type of 100.
People always say it's a dry heat and it gets made fun of now. Apparently that's a real thing.
Dry heat? Yeah, that's a real thing.
Because I was with a guy who lives in Arizona. And
oh,
was,
yeah.
He was very hot. And another friend, Joe, is from San Diego. And he was like, and LA originally, but he was like, it, and they were both miserable. And I was like, shouldn't you guys be handling yourself, comporting yourselves, you know, a little better with your heat destinations? And they're like, it's a totally different thing, man.
So, yeah, it very much is. Yeah. I went to Phoenix one time and yeah, the dry heat's real. I mean, it's still hot,
yeah,
but it's not, there's something so suffocating about humid
yeah.
heat. Like, and growing up here in the tri-state area of Ohio and Indiana and Kentucky, we're like primed for that because it's always muggy as fuck.
It's humid as fuck.
If it's ever hot here, it's muggy.
I feel like I was most used to it out of the three of us, even though I'm from a place that's cold half the time.
Yeah.
Because of the, when it is hot here, it is fucking gross, sticky hot. And I was kind of like, outside, eh, this is what I'm used to.
You walk outside and it feels like a wet paper towel is just being draped on you. Like, oh, yay, this is why I stay inside.
With hot tap water.
Yeah. Hot toddy.
So it was interesting because, and again, this is my first Fantastic Fest, so I had no reference point. But the Alamo Draft, it all took place at one theater called the Alamo Draft House, the South Lamar Alamo Draft House. And in years past, they just rehabilitated the theater. They rebuilt it. So they turned the lobby into the Overlook Hotel. There was all these Kubrick references.
Oh, fun.
So that was neat. But there was capitalism was the reason they had done it. So when they installed all the new squishy recliner chairs, they lost a large percentage of their seats.
That was a big thing when I worked at the movie theater. People were pushing for more comfy seats. But yeah, you lose literally half of your occupancy rate when you do that. Yeah.
So to combat that, they took like 60 or 70% of the lobby away and added a 10th screening room, you know, a 10th screen. So that's what everybody was not used to. So in between showings, you used to be able to wait in the giant air-conditioned lobby, and there were monitors showing each screen who was able to board. Like cult passes can board now, super fans can go in now, and then finally the fan badges and press badges can go in now.
Interesting.
But because they had added that extra screen, there wasn't any room in the lobby. So we all had to wait outside with like a lady.
No oafs in the lobby?
Right. But it was 100 degrees. So we're all just standing out there sweating our balls miserable. Off between every movie for hours. And with a lady with like a karaoke speaker going, cult badges may go to property, screening room 4, cult badges, toxic Avenger, you know, but you can't actually hear anything because everybody's talking and sweating. So it's just like, screening room 4. And so it was kind of chaos in that way. And we're all sweating and pissed off.
Yikes.
What was cool, you know, I love my sparkly water.
Yeah.
Dude.
The spicy
cases
water?
Of Topo Chico sitting on ice all around
damn,
this theater for
bougie.
Free constantly was a, well, it's a huge thing down there, Topo Chico. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that was good. But I didn't have a reference point. I wasn't pissed like, oh, this is hot. This is dumb.
Just happy to be there.
The ticketing system sucks. I'm like, I have no idea if the ticketing system does suck, but I don't know a better one. I've never experienced this before. So because the way that they were doing it, and this I didn't know, but it's apparently a thing. When you go to a film festival, you buy the badge. It's $600. It's $1,000, whatever it is. You buy the hotel. You buy the plane tickets. You still might not get to see very many movies because you have to get passes to each individual film. And there are more people at the festival than there are room in these screenings. So every day at 10 a.m., you would purchase, quote unquote, but just book your screenings for the next day. So on Thursday at 10 a.m., you're buying all of your tickets for Friday.
Okay.
And then at 10:03... you'd realize all the movies you wanted to see were sold out. And you're just sad because you're in a city you don't live in and you flew down there and you paid, but you're still not going to get to see Toxic Avenger. You didn't get a ticket because like I would log on. It would just be like loading.
Because everyone's accessing at the same time as you are.
So it would crash. And then all of a sudden, by the time you got through, it was sold out. Mm-hmm. Luckily, I was press. So I had recourse. Like at the end of that process, I'd get like 2 of the 5 movies I'd wanted. And I would email Fantastic Fest and say, hey, Kit Laser here. I would like to see this, this, and this. And then they would email me 7 hours later and say, hey, pick them up at the press desk tomorrow. We got your tickets or whatever.
Sweet.
Almost every time they got me in. If I was like, just like had bought a pass though,
good luck.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And so that's a weird, scary thing every festival's like that, you know, because I saw people bitching on Twitter about TIFF using Ticketmaster and how critics even tweeting about, oh, I didn't get to see any of these fucking movies. This is dumb. I hate this. That just happens at every film festival. It's wild to me.
I must have not have gone to a big one. I went to the Heartland Film Festival
Chicago?
Years ago. It was in Indianapolis the year I went. But it was the Heartland Film Festival, which is like an Oscars qualifying yeah. film festival, right? It's a big deal. And we were just volunteering. We would work like 2 hours, like 2 hour shifts.
Yeah, volunteers get tickets too, right?
And then like when our shift was over, it was like, okay, just wander into any movie you want.
Yeah.
We're just like, what's playing here? Oh, let's walk in. And we just walk in and sit down, and it was nuts.
Any movies you remember that were like later became big ones?
No. I don't think any of the movies I saw went on to become like huge, huge movies. I remember I did see some really, really good ones, but I've never seen them outside of that film festival ever again.
That's what's weird is like,
did you see any like celebrities?
Yeah. I met, Elijah Wood, was the coolest moment. And fun. Fantastic Fest is really chill. Like it's, everybody's drunk and high. Everybody love, it's a genre festival. So it's predominantly balls to the wall action movies, crazy violent horror movies. Like that's what the Fantastic Fest is. It's like Hellmouth is what they call it, right? So everybody's really chill. And so I'd walk out of the theater. I'm all sticky. I just got out of a movie screening or whatever. I'm outside. It's all hot. And it would just be like Scott Derrickson, the director, standing there looking at his phone. And like nobody's freaking out or taking pictures. You know, it's just it's a super chill place, you know? Malcolm McDowell milling about.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm a British person.
I got to see Caligula, the ultimate cut, and Malcolm McDowell presented it and sat with us and watched that. He's like, that's my dick.
That'd be cool to watch a movie with Malcolm McDowell. Like he's in the front row. Like he would turn around like, do you see it? That's my penis.
Yeah, he was. He was so proud.
It doesn't look like that anymore.
It was cold that day. Yeah, so, but Elijah Wood was my favorite. I just walked outside. He was just standing there talking to, so the guy that got me, I know this is a circuitous story. The guy that got me in Fantastic Fest just happened to be in one of my TikTok lives. And this was like 9 months ago. And he DM'd me and said, hey man, I was the one talking on the live. I can get you into Fantastic Fest if you're interested in going. I was like, yeah, that'd be fucking great. He said, hey, Sydney and Joe went last year and those are other two TikTokers that had already been friends of mine. I was like, oh, that sounds fun. Got it set up. He promised me I would get in. There was no confirmation. 6 months later, I did get a press badge. So he was a man of his word. Oh, yeah. I was hanging out with him off and on down there. His name's Aaron. Very nice guy. Aaron's standing there talking to Elijah Wood, right? And I was kind of like, I don't want to accost Elijah Wood. I don't want to be a douchebag. Yeah. I'm not going to run up and say, hey, man, or like try to get an autograph or a picture. But I also really do want to meet him. I'm not going to lie.
Of course you do.
So I hover.
He's a lovely person.
I hover. I'm not going to lie. Not in Elijah Wood's eyesight. His back's to me. But in Aaron's eyesight.
Good move.
Aaron catches my eyes. And he goes, Chris, come here, man. And I was like, yes! Because you know? That's what I wanted. I wasn't sure if that was going to be a thing. But Aaron was great. He was my guy.
Hooking you up all the
Elijah,
time.
This is Chris. And like you know, and we met. And dude, he was so nice. The kindest person. Not just celebrity. The kindest person I've ever met.
He seems like he would be.
He makes Steve look like an asshole. Elijah was so sweet. He was like, hey, man, how you doing? And, you know, we talked about Austin and because he used to live in Austin for a long time and favorite ramen place, blah, 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 which I went there. It was great. the funniest part, though, is at one point somebody came by and was like, Elijah, did you see the theater? They turned it into this Kubrickian masterpiece now. It's like the Overlook Hotel in there. No, I haven't seen that yet. I haven't been inside yet. And like they leave. And I'm thinking, this is great. I turn to Sydney. We start talking. We just met Elijah Wood. This is so cool. Elijah comes running back up. Hey, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to just leave. It was so rude. It was so nice to meet you guys. Dude, you could have kept going. None of us would have thought a thing about it. You know what I mean?
That's like, so cute.
Yeah. Like he was like, oh, so rude. Sorry, guys. Have a good day. Awesome. Awesome guy.
You guys want to hang out?
Yeah. Yes. And I also met.
But I can carry you, Mr. Frodo.
I can just pull Sam on him. Yeah. I talked a lot with C. Robert Cargill down there. Super down to earth. Cool guy. Great writer. He reminded me of the dude like Big Lebowski. Like he was just always he had the long hair. Man. He was always like a little tipsy looking, a little drunk, a little high, but like super chill. Like, what's up, man? Like, same way. Like I walked by him in the theater. I was going down the hallway. I noticed it was C. Robert Cargill. And I was like, fuck it. YOLO. I reached out. I literally gave him a fist bump. I was like, hey, man, big fan. Connected knuckles. I kept walking. He goes, hey. And I turn around because I just ran like I was shy. So I you know, fist bump. Huh, bye. Just want to tell you I'm a big fan. But he wouldn't stand for that shit. You know what I mean? It's too cool for that. So he's like, hey. And I turned around. And he was like, what's your name? And And I said, Kit, and the guy next to me went, pachoo! And I just, no. Then that
oh, that would have been so fucking right. If that actually legit happened, if like people are helping you do the in real life, oh my gosh.
But my press that badge been a proud did say, Chris, parentheses, Kit Laser, which is kind of funny.
So did he look down and be like, what's that?
No, I just said Chris and shook his hand. But I thought that was really nice of him to be like, what's your name? You are also a person who does things. That's you know so what I mean?
Cool.
Like who has value as a human.
Yeah.
And I wasn't willing to grant that to myself. But Robert was not going to let that slide.
You deserve that, Kit Laser.
That's right. But no, it was a fun time. I really, more than anything else, enjoyed hanging out with the other content creators and stuff down there. Mm-hmm. I met Peyton, Seth, Cinema Joe, and Sydney, Volpe. She's
been on the show.
Yeah. She was on the Nope episode. Yep. Yeah. Tried to get her back a bunch, but she's busy in the House of Cinema, Joe's podcast. She's a delight to talk to. But they were super fun. Like, we got to breakfast together. We'd hang out. Joe and I went to the gym one day. Like, but it was just weird, but in a good way to, like, be around somebody like that you've been parasocial friends with for, you know, a year or two and actually just find that
actually
they're the same,
bond,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've ever had that experience. Like, I know you did that podcast with the guy from the UK. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you knew each other prior to that.
I've never actually met him face to face.
See, like, so if you just spent a few days with him one day after, in the midst of you doing that, that would have been, like, an interesting kind of feeling, you mm-hmm. know? They are just as nice, if not nicer, than you suspect that they are, and it was a great time. But it's exhausting, too. It's like, as much as I love movies, watching a movie 5 times a day for 5 or 6 days in a row, without your family or anything else, just eating movie theater food. Like, it's by day 4, I was
You're
like,
literally running off of popcorn farts. And
well, luckily, the Alamo Draft House actually has like an extensive menu.
Oh, thank God.
And it's one of those, I'm sure you've been to a theater like this if you haven't been to an Alamo, where you can order food during the movie.
Oh,
and,
like, yeah.
A waitress or waiter will bring it. So it's like burgers, pizza, like, and it's actually pretty fucking good, you know? But still.
Probably expensive.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I checked my fucking credit card yesterday. I hadn't yet. I was scared.
Oof.
Because I had to Uber from the hotel to the theater 3 to 4 times a day. Because sometimes there'd be a 3-hour block between, I had no movies. It's 100 degrees outside.
Yeah, you're going to go.
Nowhere to go.
Take
back
a rest.
To the hotel.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's $10 with a 3% or a $3 tip on every Uber. Mm-hmm. $30 to $40 to Uber to and from the hotel or the airport.
Yeah.
And then I'm just swiping my card and ordering food in the theater. And tipping every movie, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Dude, I was like, what do I owe? Like $500, $600? That's gonna be rough. Fucking $1,200.
Jeez. I believe it, man.
I was upset.
Dude, the 2 days we were in LA just going back and forth with the Ubers there.
Yeah.
Like when I was doing our finances when we came back, I'm like,
that sucks.
That's not as bad as I thought, but that was also like 2 days. Whereas
right.
You were there for what, 6?
Yeah.
6? Yeah. Yeah. So that shit adds up.
It was a lot. And that's on top of the hotel and the flights. It was a very expensive trip. But it was worth it just to meet Joe and Sydney and Elijah. It was a good experience because I did get supposedly press credentials for Sundance, which is like 10 times more complicated and crazy than Fantastic Fest. Mm-hmm. And I wanted some kind of experience. Because that's not one theater. That's like a city.
Yes.
It's like a theater city that takes place in. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to the guy who is a programmer from South by Southwest. He's like, it's fucking wild, man. You got to be careful because, like, you book a screening for 2 o'clock and then your 4:30 screening might be across town, you know? So that's dumb. Don't do that, you know?
Yeah.
But he's like, there is like a press theater that's only press that you can just kind of hang out there all day. But it's obviously not as fun because there's no talent or anything there. But anyway, that's scary but exciting if I get to go to Sundance.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be tough out there as we try to navigate the many twists and turns that life throws our way. Not every problem we face has an obvious or easy solution, but talking through these issues can always bring major benefits. So whether you're dealing with a career change, relationship help, or just getting used to your new normal, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. I myself have benefited from therapy. I have benefited from BetterHelp. I was struggling to find myself and figure out who I was post-divorce. BetterHelp matched me with an amazing therapist who taught me all about codependency, what it was, and ways I can combat it and realize my whole true self. So if it sounds like therapy is the right move for you, then give BetterHelp a try. It's online, convenient, flexible, and can work with your schedule. Filling out a brief questionnaire is all it takes to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time. To start your own therapy journey, visit BetterHelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/streamingthings.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's the month of September, and with a new month comes a new opportunity for us to be thankful for all of the stream fiends who help us at Streaming Things keep the lights on and make this show what it is. So let's give a super patron shout out to some of our most ardent supporters on patreon.com/streamingthings. Thank you so much to Becky the Farmer, Kaylee Sampson, Stanton Valentino, Sunshine, Huckleberry Cauliflower, Optimus, Mike from New Hampshire, Brett X, Emily Scarano, Lil Tickler, Svento7, Jay Scramo, A.K. Ashley Ray, Adam Busby, Wendy O'Loughlin, Jason Hawkins, Butthorn, Conrad, David Malfara, Rabbit Dog in a Barbie Car, Jose Ruben Cruz Rodriguez, Charlie Friday, Alexis Adler, Emmy, Joe Velez, Valerie, John Collins, Amber McVeigh, Amanda King, Trisha Bueller, Sun Loving Mortal, Suzanne Rowe, Jadinklage Morgoon, Jen Robinson, Kate, Kalisha Reeves, Aaron Armstrong, Kevin Strother, Jeanette Murphy, Ashley Powers, Stephen V, Casey McCain, and Enza. And with that, back to the show.
But there's some good movies too. Like there's movies that may never get distribution.
Are you allowed to talk about the movies that you saw? Okay.
Yeah.
What are some of the ones that stood out to you?
There's a movie called Strange Darling. Probably my favorite of the fest. Directed by J.T. Molnar. Did not have a distributor at the time. In fact, it was funny because it said distributor TBD was like on the opening credits. Nice. Everybody chuckled like, that's funny. It starred Willa Fitzgerald. Really fucking cool thriller shot out of sequence, kind of Tarantino style, on 35mm film. Loved it. I saw the world premiere of Toxic Avenger. Elijah was in that, but directed by Macon Blair. It's super campy.
I saw that they released a Red Band trailer for it, I think Wednesday.
Oh, it was the other day, yeah.
Yeah, so
it's off the chain.
Yeah.
Peter Dinklage is in it. Mm-hmm. I had a great time. I thought it was super fun. I love Macon Blair, like Green
Is
Room.
Peter the Toxic Avenger?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. it's awesome. It's gnarly, and if you're a fan of the original, you're going to love it. If you have no concept of it, no guarantee how you'll feel about it because it's wild.
Yeah, I mean, it's like one of the most, it's like a very quintessential B.
Yes.
Schlock movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely like a B movie.
The original was like a low budget B movie that has a cult following.
It's like a janitor with a toxic mop killing people and, you know, yeah. His skin's all melty and, you know, but he's a superhero. It's fun. Also got to see the Netflix show, the new Mike Flanagan show, The Fall of the House of Usher. I loved it.
Yeah.
You're a fan,
did you
right?
Watch the whole series?
No, the first two episodes.
Okay.
So I think there's 8 episodes.
Did you say that and I just like memory hold it immediately?
No, okay. I never said if it was the whole thing. So it was like a movie. They showed the 2 1-hour episodes and then that was it. And I think there's 8 episodes in the show. But as a huge Mike Flanagan fan and a huge Edgar Allan Poe fan, my English major is showing. There's so many references to Poe things. Like, obviously, The House of Usher is one thing, but also, I mean, there's Raven stuff. There's the Mask of the Red Death stuff in there. Mm-hmm. It's like the show Succession, but gothic. So it's gothic Succession and horny. Like, the horniest thing Mike Flanagan's ever done by a mile.
Yeah.
I fucking loved it so much. Joe was like, I think it's my favorite Flanagan show of all time. And I'm like, we saw two episodes. But IGN saw the whole show and gave it a 10 out of 10.
Wow.
So it's unlikely.
That's high praise.
It is. It's unlikely Flanagan's going to drop the ball. But I just want to be clear with you guys that I've only seen two episodes, but I fucking loved it. If you're a fan of Haunting of Hill House.
When does that come out?
In Midnight. It's in a week or two. It's this month.
Oh, man.
I cannot wait to binge the rest.
The writer's strike ended, the actor's strike got resolved today.
You would want to cover that?
I love Mike Flanagan stuff. So.
It's going to be, it'll be over by then, dude. I mean, that's me being hopeful, but.
Well, we'll talk off air on that.
But Fall of the House of Usher comes out, it's like October 13th or something, I think. I don't know for sure, but guys can check that.
You got to have a Mike Flanagan drop in October.
I also saw, what was another great movie? Oh, I got to see Saltburn. So one of the coolest things about Fantastic Fest is secret screenings. They usually have two each year. And what they do is it's just labeled secret screening number one, secret screening number two. And you buy tickets that way. And you don't know what the movie is until you're seated. And right before it comes on, they tell you what it is. And so it's kind of a wild experience. And it's really neat. And this year there were four, and I was only there for two. So there were two secret screenings when I left. And I was so excited because in years past, it's like a toss-up. It could be like Diaper Party 2, like this obscure.
It's not as good as the first
one. It's not. but sometimes it's a major release, like Pan's Labyrinth, hosted by Guillermo del Toro, was one of the secret screenings one year.
Damn, that would have been incredible to be a part of.
There Will Be Blood. With Paul Thomas Anderson in attendance, Jesus was Christ. A secret screening one year.
My so, milkshake.
That's what I'm saying.
Baby.
I drank your milkshake. And so, for that reason, I was hyped. We go into the first screening, and it's Saltburn, the newest movie starring Barry Keoghan and Jacob Elordi, directed by Emerald Fennell, who did Promising Young Woman. Fucking.
I've heard this is an amazing movie.
I adored it. It's baller. Barry Keoghan, he was nominated for an Oscar last year for Banshees of Inisherin and didn't win. And this is his way of being like, you fucked up because he crushed it. It's so good. I can't wait for people. It's going to be, there's some scenes in this movie that are so purposefully salacious and shocking. I cannot wait to be on Twitter the day after this movie comes out because people are going to be losing their minds.
Are you already like prepping jokes and tweets?
Oh, I should have them in my drafts. Yeah.
Just like
I
boom, boom, boom.
How was it ready?
I've spent months on this.
I've been editing this joke for months. Still only got 6 likes. Fuck. So that was one secret screening. The next one was Dream Scenario, the new.
Oh, I want to see that so
Nicolas
bad.
Cage movie.
Yeah.
I loved parts of it. I kind of hate what the message potentially is for the rest of it. It's complicated because I don't think the director cares how you take it. I don't think he meant either way, but it's like, it's kind of mean spirited. If you interpret it one way, it's super mean spirited. And I'm like, it makes me feel weird. I don't like that you're so mean. And if you take it the other way, it's a satire on cancel culture. Like against it, you know what I mean? And that kind of makes me feel weird.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, now I'm bummed.
So I thought over, but it was in the moment, it was hilarious, like shockingly funny for most of it. But you've seen Uncut Gems, right?
No.
The Adam Sandler movie?
Never.
Well, highly tense, anxiety written movie.
Yeah.
My best way of describing Dream Scenario is to secondhand embarrassment what Uncut Gems was to anxiety.
I did see that tweet you made.
Yeah. I mean, if you're the kind of person that cringes when somebody does something embarrassing, like even on TV, this movie's going to be rough for you because it's just like shitty thing after shitty thing happening to one guy and him putting himself in these situations over and over and over. And for the first hour, I'm like, it's hilarious every time it happens. And eventually I'm like, leave him alone. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
He's had enough.
But it was interesting. And then when I left, the secret screening was like a new Luc Besson film, Dog Man, number 3.
Wow. Okay.
And number 4 was Saw 10, which is out in theaters now and is supposedly getting great reviews. I'm actually excited for that.
So I had no clue they were making another Saw.
Really?
I seriously had no fucking clue. And then One of the guys I follow on YouTube, Chris Stuckman, dropped his Saw 10 review. I'm like, oh, is this like an old one that came out a few years ago?
No.
What?
Brand new, baby.
What happened to Spiral?
His movie should be coming out soon, too.
Yeah, you know, Shelby Oaks.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is called.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spiral was like 2 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a Saw movie since like Saw 4. And I couldn't even tell you for sure what the last one I saw was. I definitely didn't see Spiral. Purposefully didn't go watch that. But I heard Saw 10 is the best one since the original, maybe even the best one ever, which is wild. Like, they put a lot of effort into plot and shit like that. And it's the sequel to Saw 1. So Saw 10 can be viewed as Saw 2, I think, if I'm doing that correctly.
So confusing.
Yeah.
So confusing.
Because they, like, retconned a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, because those middle Saw entries get a little... Well,
they killed Jigsaw at some point.
Yeah.
And they saw 10's like, no, we didn't.
But then they kept, yeah, they killed Jigsaw at some point, and then they keep going like, oh, this character's also back, but it's not Jigsaw. They just want to be him real bad.
Yeah.
But and also,
I'm excited to see it. And I'm actually excited to see Exorcist Believer.
Believer?
Yeah.
Never stop believing.
With the sequel, they're ignoring the actual Exorcist sequels that have come out. This is a sequel to the first Exorcist. The trailer looks good. That's exciting for spooky season.
Is that the one with the two girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks kind of wild, don't you think?
It looks very unsettling.
But anyway, that was my fest journey, gallivanting around. I got really lonely, though, man.
Oh,
like,
really?
You know how you and I went to L.A. together? That was fun. 5-6 days by myself, even though I had Joe and Sydney and stuff, but at a certain point, it was like they're closer to each other.
Yeah.
Then they are like, they already host a podcast together and stuff. They've hung out before. Mm-hmm. And so it was like third wheelie, you know, or they'd go back to the Airbnb and like record a pod. And I would just go back to my hotel and cry. and I would like FaceTime my wife and daughter. And so eventually like day 5, I was like trying to find flights home early and shit.
Oh,
and canceling movie screenings and just laying in my bed. It was wild. But I snapped out of it at some point and I was like, okay, fuck it. Last night. So the last night we got to this Fantastic Feud event. And it's where they play like a Family Feud style game with movie trivia with people from the, like Sydney was a host, was a contestant. And like Perry Nemiroff, the critic from Collider, was there. She was a contestant. Fucking Doug Benson was there.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a contestant. He's like, super funny. And that was really neat. Like all the movie trivia and shit. And that was a fun time to kind of cap the fest off, the last little thing we did there.
How'd you do?
Movie party. Terrible. I mean, I was just in the audience.
Well, sure. But
answering the questions in my head, I knew almost none of them.
Wow.
It was wild. It was very humbling.
Deep cuts.
Yeah. I mean, they were like obscure genre films from the 70s and 80s. And it's wild. Like, it made me feel like, am I not actually a movie nerd? I don't know any of this shit. I don't know.
There's a difference between
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 4. Like, I don't watch that stuff. I usually don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just don't.
Yeah.
My head goes, that's going to be bad. And then people are always like, I'm not like above it. I hope this doesn't sound douchey, but like I have a way of telling that's probably not for me, mm-hmm. and just avoiding it.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm sure I missed some movies I would love due to contempt prior to investigation, but for the most part, like Morbius, for instance, mm-hmm. I'm talking about movies like that, not something that's like in a weird genre or a filmmaker I don't know. I'm talking about, it is obviously shit. You know what I mean? I never went to see Morbius. Everybody's laughing at it. Everybody says it sucks. Morbius. Why am I just going to go watch it just to see how bad it sucks? Mm-hmm. That sounds like a dumb idea.
Yeah.
Like if you convinced me it was good, I would go see it and then be like, oh, I didn't like it. But if everybody's like, this sucks.
And you're not a big fan of like purposefully bad movies either.
No, I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
If you're with 4 or 5 friends, or in my case, you only have a few, there's like 3, 2, and like you're all having like a watch party, it's a different experience.
Yeah,
you know, I go agree. See movies by myself. I watch movies at home by myself. And if everyone online, all of my personal friends, are saying, dude, that movie fucking sucked, I'm not gonna go home and cue that shit up and say, mm-hmm. does it? Oh, it does. Like, nah.
They were right. I've wasted 2 hours.
Yeah. I watch 390 to 500 movies a year. Mm-hmm. I don't have time for that shit. I want to pretend like I want to try to like all the ones I'm watching, you know? Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know why we got on that topic.
Time is a resource, man. You gotta.
I'm not saying Texas Chainsaw Massacre 4 is terrible. I'm just saying, like, I don't think I'll like it.
Right. And if you're not going to like it, what's the point of wasting your time?
I did see the Jessica Biel remake when I was a kid. I like that one. I think that's a good one.
Okay.
You know?
I just went Pete Davidson on you. I'm sorry.
But like, okay.
Okay.
Well, like Hellraiser. There was a Hulu Hellraiser that came out last year.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was like, it's fucking trash. Firestarter. There was a remake of Firestarter on Hulu. I don't want to watch it. I'm not excited about it. I didn't think it was going to be good. It came out. Everyone said, yep, it's not. So therefore, I'm out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hope that's making sense. So that was a way of saying I didn't know any of those questions that they were asking, because there were a lot of movies like that. But also, like, I'm behind on a lot of stuff.
Well, sure. And trivia is not, like, trivia can be hard to do. Like, I think it takes a very special type of person to excel at a trivia game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It made me respect Rosie Perez.
Yeah.
From White Men Can't Jump, the Jeopardy master there. Mm. That's you got to just learn a lot of stuff just in case it comes up.
Mm-hmm. You never know. You never know.
But I also met the Predator from Prey. Did I tell you that?
The dude in the suit of the Predator?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the Predator from Prey is not just shumbling around like, I really want to see Saltburn.
Yeah, he was just there.
Big fan of Upasan.
The tall guy who played the Predator.
How was that?
He was just there watching movies.
That's cool.
So he was like hanging out with us repeatedly. He's a fun guy. His name's Dean.
Nice.
Real nice guy. He was one of the contestants too.
Very cool.
Yeah. So it was a fun time. It was a fun time.
Yeah,
it was a very rowdy crowd. So, like, they would ask a question. Like, one of the questions was, how many times did Bob Barker hit Adam Sandler in Happy Gilmore?
Very specific.
And it was like Price is Right rules, obviously.
Yeah.
And so it was like 17, 12, 4, you know. And then somebody had edited a clip and counted, like, ding. Every time he hit him, it would ding a number and the counter would go up. And everybody in the crowd's drunk and shit. And they're like,
one,
yeah,
two,
yeah, three.
We love counting.
Yeah. It got up to 19, by the way, is the answer.
Wow.
19 is the answer. How many times has Leatherface killed someone with a chainsaw across the entire franchise?
Probably lower than you think.
He doesn't actually use a chainsaw in most of the movies except at one time. Like, the first three movies, he kills one person with a chainsaw. It's like a climax thing in the original movies, not like something he does a lot.
When's he going to use that chainsaw?
The Chainsaw Massacre that came out last year, the streaming one that I didn't watch.
Yeah.
Apparently he kills like a whole bus full of people.
I've seen that clip.
With the chainsaw. Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen the clip of the bus. Yeah.
So the counter went way up on that, but it was fun stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, at one point I looked behind me and somebody had asked like Cargill the question, and nobody believed that he had the right answer or something. And he was standing up doing the X-Pac suck it thing, like to the cold cream.
The crotch shots.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's the vibe.
Oh, man. I want to live for that.
It was so cool. Everybody was having a good time. So fun times. Glad I was invited. I would like to go to more.
Dude, I'm happy for you. That sounds really fun.
But I want to bring you because it gets lonely.
Bring me. I'll go. Take me to Sundance.
We can charge that shit to the pod and not break my bank too.
Yeah, that would be more ideal. Yeah, that works.
I guess I can write it off still, but it's a longer, more roundabout way to get that money back.
Yeah, much more roundabout way.
if ever, I don't even know how that stuff works. But I mean, how was your week while I was gone?
Oh man, we don't have to get into that. It was hell. So
just for work reasons, or
well, so work is ramping up.
Did you find a hemorrhoid?
I wish. Can you imagine? Oh my God. No, work's been hell. Like, everything with the podcast, like, fucking failed on me the entire week. Like, it was a nightmare. I had a minor panic attack early this week.
Good.
So, good for you. You're out there living life.
Yeah.
So the podcast gods heard us a couple weeks ago and going like, man, life has never been better. And I was like,
oh yeah, you were podcasting about it. Check this out.
Yeah. They started doing the Xbox cross shot thing at me.
Yeah, well, I'm fervently hoping that the actors get the deal that they would ardently desire, and we can get back to Lost and maybe something extra special. Mm-hmm. And things will start to get better. We can pick up our, you know, thank you to all of our core listeners that stayed with us this whole time. I mean, fuck, it was almost 3 months.
Yeah.
Of us talking about random fucking shit. I appreciate you
so much. I feel like y'all know us a lot better than you did before.
Oh, yeah. A lot of it was like, I've... I forgot about like the love lingual and shit. Yeah. We got way too deep. Can we just delete those when the strike's over?
Just scrub it off.
So somebody doesn't just stumble upon us for the first time and like, I broke her heart in eighth grade. And this podcast sucks.
Well, I told you like the one episode my mom decided to peek in and
reverse
listen to
cowgirl.
Was the fucking reverse cowgirl episode.
Yeah. Now she knows. Carol knows.
Hey, Carol needed to know.
I always thought my boy would...
Who's my special boy? Get a
geeks.
Get a kid.
So we got Stranger Things season 5 to look forward to. House of the Dragon, by the way, is I think rumored to come out in the summer.
Oh, so, it's summer! Wow, not fall.
Casey, bad news. That means Game of Thrones coverage has got to start pretty soon.
She just unsubscribed.
Probably audibly. But I get that. That's it. That's it. After, the hours are aftered. I appreciate you all for listening. Email the show. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah.
Streamingthingspod@gmail.com. You can DM us on Instagram. Me personally at Movies Are Therapy or the Streaming Things official Instagram. You rate and review the show where you're listening to this. Go to streamingthingspod.com to find all of our socials. Patreon.com/streamingthings for extra bonus content. Things like this, but a lot more. And extra, like, there's a poll to vote on once a month for an extra bonus episode. All kinds of stuff like that. Discord access. Cool, cool stuff.
Yeah.
Once we start doing more shows, when the strike's over, we can get some more funny show-adjacent merch going again. Mm-hmm. Excited about that arm. Some fun, cool characters to come out. All that stuff. That's all the time we have for right now. My name is Kit.
And I'm Steve.
And this was Streaming Things After Hours.
The hours have been aftered.
Now it's during hours again.
What happens when it's normal hours?
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.